1988.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you.
And the alarm just went off in the building.
A boat rock.
So we're going to just kind of hang in there and see what transpires here. So hold up with me. We're good? Folks, as you know, Sons of Liberty Radio is live radio. And we are live. So here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. As I said earlier, friends, I am broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California right now. We are in a hotel. The alarm just went off, but we're gonna just hold on to what we're doing here with you good people, those that tune into the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis, until anything may transpire. I'm actually looking outside the door right now. And aside of that, I just had to let you know, so if anybody is trying to figure out what's going on over there, that's what's going on right now. But aside of that, friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me in the state of Minnesota, I'm in hot California, she's in cold Minnesota, my pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you know the routine, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. I got about 3,500 new friends this week. Just wanted to tell you I appreciate that very much. High five, big elbow into your elbow. You know, you kind of get what I'm saying. Hey, you can check us out on our Twitter account as well, friends, which is Bradley Dean 1. It's time to get busy. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are inaccessible at this time. I apologize for that. Folks, I wanted to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio, as you well know. We're on tour right now in California. Got much to do. Got a tea party to do tonight. I'll go over a little bit of what we have been doing and what we are going to be doing in the next couple days here in California. But aside of that, we are, through example and testimony, turning talk radio into do radio. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that our pretty little chillin' princess in Minnesota?
Well, of course, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I find that extremely, wonderful. The Sons of Liberty is fighting the good fight of faith, whether the alarms in the building go off or not.
I just hope we don't get in trouble in the process, but we'll see what happens here.
The building could be on fire, and we are still broadcasting live to make sure that we get to you out there.
Yes. I mean, hey, that's less love, right? Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brothers, even
that's
if the
exactly
building is on
right.
fire.
Well, keep us posted. If you see any flames, I think it's time to check out of the building. But
will do.
In the meantime, I wanted to highlight a few things before I pass it back over to you. Now, we've been talking a little bit about this week the Junkyard Prophet package, which is our face-to-face. It's a worship CD, but it's kind of euthanized and funkinized. It's the old hymns, but with a new pizzazz on them. It's the same hymns, but we kind of made them for the younger generation. We kind of hipped them up a little bit. And we also have our price CD. Now, when we're talking to people for events, I usually like to say to them, you know, check out our website, look at our referrals. That way you can take, you know, their word for it, whether it be principals, students, you know, from across the nation, tea party groups, whatever the case may be. That way you can take their word for it rather than my word for it. And I thought that might be a good thing to do while we're highlighting the face-to-face CD and also the price CD, which also, by the way, has a third disc with a special message from the Sons of Liberty with Bradley on it. But I thought it'd be nice to point out the fact that this is not us who says that these tracks are smoking, although they are, to God be the glory, but also the response of people has been overwhelming as well, and I wanted to read just a few of those responses. Number one, this is from Nick Menza. Some of you may have heard that name before. He was the former drummer of Megadeth, who said, I love the music, powerful tracks. But, you know, if he's a former drummer for Megadeth, he's got to know his stuff. And obviously, this is all Christian stuff, so I'm glad he says he loves it. This is another one that we got from Rye Video Promotion that said, this track, Remember Me, smokes. Junkyard Prophet has the ferocity and musical chops of Dragon Force and the crunch, melody, and pop sensibility of Linkin Park. This fits every rock playlist. Another one was from Icky Levy, who is the president of DC California and Soul Tone Cymbals. He said, great songs, great performance, great drums and sound, which is kind of interesting because Bradley is going to be also out there at the NAMM show coming up tomorrow out in California.
That's right.
Presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ to all these stars.
I'm going to confront the rockers.
Rocker dudes.
Yeah, I'm going to confront them is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell them that they have a responsibility because, as I said during an interview yesterday in San Diego, I said, you know, you guys are so concerned about the way that you look as politicians, but it's interesting, the rockers have more power than you do. And she said, well, what do you mean by that? I said, well, Socrates said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. I said, the rockers, the musicians, have more control and power than you legislators do. I said, as a matter of fact, case in point, it's the rockers that are legislating through their music. So we need to pay attention. And this all transpired. That was an answer to, well, how do the people respond to you, Bradley? You're 6'5", you're tall, you're a big dude, you got tattoos. You know, it's almost like they're looking at me like, well, Bradley, we just don't understand what you're doing. I know you don't understand, but it's interesting that if you go home and you pick out some of your selections out of your CD case, guess what? They're rocker dudes, aren't they? They're musicians, aren't they? And all of a sudden, everything begins to make sense. As a matter of fact, I remember I went to a meeting with all these national politicians in Arizona a couple years back and in Washington, D.C., and I remember this president of Pepperdine College in California said to me, he kind of looked at me just kind of like, you know, with a look of disdain, and he said to me, you know, so what is it that you do? You know, like, how are you effective? And I looked at him and I said, what's your favorite song, sir? And he started going, dan, da, 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 da. I mean, I knew exactly what he was doing. He was going after AC/DC and Led Zeppelin. I said, how do those guys look? I said, therein is where you falter. You're looking at the outward appearance when God is using the inward man. And wasn't it Samuel the prophet, whose none of his words fell to the ground, that had a problem actually identifying David because it wouldn't have been his first pick, when in case, in point, and fact, David was his last pick, but David was God's man. And God anoints men. God makes men what they are. Men do not do that. And see, again, going back to what you're talking about, tomorrow we're going to be going to the NAMM show. I'm going to confront these guys in truth, and I'm going to give them the truth because I love, and I'm going to tell them that they have a responsibility, these rockers, dude. And I guarantee you, rocker to rocker, it's going to work when the look does come into play. But I guarantee you, you're not going to have any politicians in there winning anybody to Jesus Christ, are you?
You know, that's an excellent point, because if you think about it, when you look at the younger generation today, they're walking around. Are they dressed up in suit and tie?
No.
No, they're dressed up like their favorite musician, their favorite music artist, their favorite movie star. That is who is influencing them. And we're out there, the Sons of Liberty, influencing those influencers who have the power over this younger generation and say, listen, you're going to be held accountable for what you do before God, bringing the gospel in their face in a way that they can understand, to repent before God and say, listen, they can't stand before God and say, well, no one ever told me.
Yep. Hey, now listen, William, it was actually Braveheart, William Wallace, who said that God makes men what they are. And friends, let me parallel that with this. History is written by men who hung heroes. So which one do you want? Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Case in point, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Stephanie was just actually talking about how we're going to be at the NAMM show tomorrow. I'm going to have the opportunity to actually, again, do what I do everywhere I go. It's not like there's a set schedule for it. I'm always doing what I do. We're written epistles for all men to read. We're preaching the gospel, and if we have to, we use words. And interestingly enough, you know, it's these politicians that are out there looking at guys like me, saying, Bradley, you know, you got long hair and you got tattoos, Chase. And, you know, I just don't know how effective it is. And I said, no, the problem is you don't understand the effectiveness of what it is that we do, because we are who we are. We're not trying to become something that we're not. How many times I've sat with people and tried to tell them, listen, I'm not here to try to convince you that I'm something that I'm not. What I am is what God created. And what I look like is the Christ that I am becoming. And the Christ in me that I am becoming. Because we're unified with Him. And yesterday when I was on a television program, I was almost looked at with some disdain, saying, how are people accepting you? I said, well, let me tell you this. As Socrates rightly said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Well, write on. I said, you think the legislators are the ones that are writing the laws? I said, the musicians are the ones writing the laws. Go home and check out your music selection and look at these people and tell me I'm not telling you which is true. And then I said to this individual on TV, I said, it's also interesting to know. And by the way, it wasn't contentious. I was just simply asking or answering the question. I had said, can you imagine John the Baptist showing up on the scene, that rocker dude, that Nazarene, just like Jesus the Christ in the flesh, long hair? And I said, isn't it interesting, you have John the Baptist that comes onto the scene, he's got long hair, he's got a leather girdle about himself, he's got camel's hair on, he's eating locusts and honey. I said, how did that work out for the people of the children of Israel at the time? And I said, people are so caught up in the way they look, but the bottom line is when you look at these CEOs, they're the mobsters. They're the criminals. It's not the one that's being himself in Christ. No! And wasn't it John the Baptist is the one that was out there pointing his finger at the king and all the evils which he committed against the people? Oh, Bradley, how are they accepting the message? They love the message. The younger generation gets it because I'm a part of it. And again, we got the older generation trying to figure out what the problem is in the country. I don't see politicians going to the rockers and witnessing for them. By the way, I'm witnessing to those on the left and on the right and the hippies and the CEOs, the dark siders and the nerds and the cheerleaders. And
you know,
the scholars.
It really does. It goes both ways. When you're talking about, it's not these politicians who are influencing the young people. If you go to a young person and say, okay, you know, tell me who your favorite bands are, or you start playing a song and they'll be able to drop of a hat and say, oh, that's so-and-so, or that's Queen, or that's whatever
right.
It might be. And then if you ask them a question, say, okay, who are your local state representatives?
Yeah, who are your favorite representatives? That's right. I can't stand them.
I have no idea. Yeah, not even close. They don't know who the people are representing in the House of Representatives or in the Senate. They have no idea. In fact,
no. We
did some interviewing a few years back. We were just interviewing some people out by the mall, and it was when Barack Obama was running for president, and the guy that was being interviewed couldn't even tell us who he was running against. That's how far out of the loop he was. And when you said it goes both ways, it really does go both ways. The Sons of Liberty is such a unique ministry that it gets kind of sometimes looks from people both on the left and the right. As you're mentioning, the conservatives kind of look with you in disdain, like, you know, you're a rocker and, you know, how much impact
are you
making?
Listen, I've had college professors tell me, to the credit of what God is doing through the uniqueness that you're speaking of concerning this ministry, I had to bring you in here because I can't connect with those young people. Of course you can't. But it's interesting. It's not just the young. You know who loves my radio show? The older people do. The grandmas and the grandpas. Why? Because they understand the preachers that used to tell the truth in the day. They miss that. I'm a remembrance of that. God is bearing witness to the older generation that, listen, I'm still here. I haven't changed. It's the older people that have changed. And the older people that love the truth, they love the radio show, the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to make another point. When I was bringing up William Wallace, friends, you know him as Braveheart. Which voice do you want to listen to? Do you want to listen to a voice of the heroes? Those that are hung by heroes? William Wallace had his head cut off. Why? Because he confronted the king, just like John the Baptist did. By the way, when he was getting his head chopped off, he had the book of Psalms laying right next to him. You know, God makes men what they are. But here you have the spirit of the world, which loves to persecute real Christianity. See, there's nothing that's new under the sun, friends. See, the spirit of the world hasn't changed. See, the real Christians are persecuted, but the dead ones are praised. Would you rather listen to the voice of the hero, him who had his head chopped off for the freedoms in which have been given unto you through his sacrifice, John 15:13? Or would you rather listen to those that hung heroes? Because politicians all day, they love to hang heroes, friends. The state-run media, they love to hang heroes.
That's exactly right, and I'm thinking about when you're talking, the quote about a man after Martin Luther King died, he was in a documentary, and he said, this is a quote that someone has said, now that he is safely dead, let us praise him. For history makes such convenient heroes because they are not alive, basically, to alter the way that we've created them to be.
Amen.
And so when you look at people who have put their neck on the line, on the chopping block, so to speak, we want to hear straight from them what they stood for, what their message was, not what someone else says that they wrote. I remember one time I got a book on Catherine Booth. Her and her husband founded the Salvation Army. And I remember I was reading it, and it was someone's interpretation about what she was saying. I don't want to hear about what you have to say about what she's saying. I want to hear directly what she said. And these heroes and these people that are looked down upon, they are a little too radical, who actually make a difference in the world. We want to know what they have to say.
That's right.
The horse's mouth, rather than someone who's read about their history.
That's right. Stephanie, slow your roll here. It's interesting when you're speaking of Martin Luther King. When you speak of Martin Luther King, when he was alive, he was being persecuted by everybody under the sun, and namely the politicians, and interestingly enough, it was the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, that was responsible for the smear campaign that was being thrown on Martin Luther King Jr. The man was a prophet, like it or not. That's the fruit of his ministry. Well, when he was alive, they called him a troubler, just like Elijah. But when he was dead, everywhere you go, my friends, you see street signs that say, in every state you go to, Martin Luther King Drive, Martin Luther King Jr. this, Martin Luther King Jr. that. But they didn't do that when he was alive. Now, this is why the prophets of, oh, he was totally radical. And so was Jesus Christ in the flesh, but so is he in the spirit today. Through Christians that understand the power of resurrection, the power of God unto salvation, those that bear their cross, those that don't dance around their cross. And by the way, the interview in which I'm making reference to are those, namely the television interview that I did yesterday, those that profess Christianity, but when you get around them, you can't see any fruit of Christ in their lives whatsoever. But to look down on the younger generation with disdain and say, who are you to go in and bring forth a message like this? Hey, well, do your homework and you'll find out through history, God always used, for the most part, the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And again, why? The answer? Because he will not allow the flesh to glory in his presence. And you know what? Let him have his just due. Let the praise be put back upon the head of the Son of God, where it belongs. It doesn't belong to us. Folks, we're saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. He's already done the work. We just have to do the following. We just have to bear the works because of the faith. And we don't do the works because we want to be justified. We do the works because we are justified through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we live unto him who died for us. Steph, I'll give you the last word, and I got to get to my message.
Sounds good. Well, I just want to quote what you had said earlier about man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. A lot of times the things that come from the Lord are not in the packages you expect them to be in. You think, well, surely someone that's going to be talking to me about the things, Lord, must look like this or be like this. Well, John the Baptist, as you mentioned, just threw that out the door. So I think it's awesome when you're looking at what we're saying and what people are seeing out there, who's being influenced, who's really making a difference. And it's not that we're trying to be anything, is we are who we are, who God made us to be. God knows our heart, and we're going in there influencing the influencers, whether it be in the church, the secular world, or any place we go to. Christ is being glorified, and that's what we're doing at the Sons of Liberty.
You should see the end of these meetings. I mean, it's just absolutely funny, because when you first get up there, you're kind of doing your thing. You know, the young people are saying, cool, I get to listen to somebody, you know, that I can relate to. And the older people are like, who's this guy? And at the end of the message, without fail, there's a standing ovation. And who's being ovated? It's not Bradley Dean. It's the Christ through Bradley Dean. Because they know the truth. To he who hath the Son hath life. And folks, what we need to do is bring the life of our union with Christ to the world, because we're called to bring the answers to the world, and that's exactly what we're doing. Just kind of got caught up on that for a minute. I want to kind of talk a little bit when we come back from this break, friends. What did I lay to the feet of the Tea Party just the other day? I want to finish, bring forth part two, because yesterday I was talking a little bit about part one. So let's bring it to part two, and we'll get to the rest of it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Sons of Liberty. Friends, I was doing an interview this morning with James Dobson's outlet out in Oregon called Dove TV. I was Skyping in, and Perry over there is just a great guy. And I know why he has me on his show, because he knows I'm going to say what needs to be said. And he said, Bradley, I just want to ask you something. He goes, I don't want to beat up on the church. And I said, I don't want to beat up on the church neither. I said, but if the truth divides, then let it divide. I mean, we're called to know the difference between that which is defiled and that which is holy. We're to make distinction between good and evil. Light and darkness, goats and sheep, politicians and the natural, and statesmen and stateswomen. We need to make the distinction, friends, between the truth and the lie. And there's so much stuff out there today that just is not, it's not applicable, because there's no truth in it. And we don't need it, nor do we want it. Because we know that lies, like leaving the whole lump, we don't want them. We don't want foxes that spoil the vine. And I told Perry this morning, I said, isn't it interesting that we have an issue with America today, namely in the conservative movement? He talked about that as well. Conservatives, patriots, and or Christians, folks, they're all one, because they all are derived from the same person. His name is Jesus Christ. The salt of the earth, the light of man. You get the point. I said, when you look at the professed church in America today, you have a homosexual agenda. And I said, you have those that murder babies in the womb. I said the greatest advocate to the abortion industry and to the homosexual movement is the silent professed church. They're the greatest advocate through their silence. They're giving permission for these things to take place in this country because they speak not out against them. And I say this to that. An injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And American, what I'm trying to say here, and I want you to hear me, is you need to make sure that you bring forth light to the darkness and reprove the darkness by walking in the light. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sins. We need to know the difference between who is the Christ. Those that come in His name, many will come. He said, be not deceived. Just because they say they're of me doesn't mean that they are of me, and we are to judge them by their fruit. And rest assured, the fruit will not fall too far from their tree. What we need to do is we need to do what the Elijahs did, what the John the Baptist did. We need to lay the axe to the root of the tree. But you're not going to lay the axe to the root of the tree until you understand this. And you've heard me talk about it much in the past. But this is a different perspective, and hopefully it's going to bring forth through the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost an understanding. Because when you look in the natural, there are men and women in the thousands that have fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms in which we now possess. We have the freedom to do the right things, friends. Where are those that sacrifice themselves? They're 6 feet under the ground. What are you doing in gratitude to what they gave, namely their lives? Isn't it the way to say thank you to them that fought, bled, and died to us is to live under what they died for? Absolutely. See, but the truth of the matter is that these heroes, these veterans, they fought, bled, and died fighting against the ideologies that the American people are tolerating through this current administration. And if the American people were truly thankful for the freedoms that they have now, they wouldn't tolerate crime whatsoever in their representatives. Read Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. You know, isn't it interesting, just case in point, a little rabbit trail here for you. Everybody talks about what's going on with this administration. And they say, look what he's doing here in Benghazi. Look what he's doing here with the Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. And I always tell them, you know, they don't have a right to break the law. See, the problem is the American people don't know the law. The problem with the professed church is the 78% is they don't have the laws of God written upon their hearts, because if they did, they would stand up against those that are attempting to desecrate the price paid for the freedoms in which we now have, in the natural and in the spiritual. When you read Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, I want you to listen carefully. Speaking of government right now, okay? The president, the vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for, listen carefully, conviction of treason, bribery, and other high crimes, and listen to this, even misdemeanors. In other words, the smallest offense towards the laws that have been established through our constitutional republic, if any representative violates the smallest part of one of those laws, they are to be removed. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I just said? The smallest violation of those laws that we have in our constitutional republic, there is to be consequence through impeachment. And then civil charges brought against those that represent we the people if they do anything to desecrate those memories of the veterans that fought, bled, and died to give us what they've given unto us. But you're not going to understand that until first you understand the price paid for your freedoms. Because you're not going to magnify the law out of works if you don't have the heart to do it. It is works if you're doing it out of work rather than out of love. And to take it a step further, in Article 3, we can talk about judges, because we've all been told that judges can do whatever they want to do. They can activate. They can be a bunch of legislators. No, they can't. And I'll tell you what. If you were so thankful for what you have today, friends, you would know your founding documents, and you would know that that was not true, because the judicial power of the United States shall be vested into a Supreme Court, yes, and in such inferior courts, yes, and the Congress, the voice of the people, yes. But those that serve we the people, both of the supreme and inferior courts, speaking of judges and representatives, hold their offices during good behavior. See, we think that the president has to do something to the extreme, or those that represented us, or represent we the people in the United States of America, they have to do something extreme before they're removed. No, they don't. The smallest violation of our laws, friends, misdemeanors, are an impeachable offense. And by the way, I'm preaching right now the way the Puritans would have preached back in the 15s, 14s, 13s, 12s. I'm speaking of the hundreds. And back in them years, man, I'm telling you what, those Puritans, they didn't talk about God, they walked with God. You know, to bring part two as to bring forth the culmination of what I was speaking about yesterday to today, as you know, I'm in California right now doing television, radio, and tea parties. And during my last tea party event in Southern California, there was a reoccurring theme through the speakers. What the left is doing, what the socialists are doing, what the Democrats are doing, what the immoral are doing, which, by the way, that group of people, they're all one and the same. And so what I did, as usual, when I had the opportunity to do my best in setting the record straight, by using first the Bible, the Word of God, and our founding documents second to the Word of God, because our founding documents are established on the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence known as common law, right? So I had asked the audience at this tea party, how many constitutions do we have? They replied, one. I then said, if there's one constitution, then why are you complaining about what the left is doing? Because, as I've said before again, friends, if everyone was doing the right thing all of the time, there would be no left to complain about. And everyone at this particular tea party agreed with me. See, it's, again, a message of responsibility. The fundamental basis of the nation's laws, said Harry Truman, was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis, the foundational basis of our Bill of Rights, comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. This is what he said. Harry Truman said this. President Harry Truman. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. No, men are beginning to fall subject to the lie that they can't speak out against it. And the lie is this. You're painting yourself into a corner because you haven't spoken out against it. Back to Truman. He said, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, see, we have a moral issue, friends. We have those that represent we the people that lie, steal, covet, so on and so forth, because the American people lie, steal, covet, so on and so forth. And really what this is all about is a departure from the living God. But this is what Truman said. He said, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government. What do you see beginning to implement itself? A totalitarian government. Why? Because you're immoral. Or you allow immorality. Because if immorality is within the people, it's definitely going to be in the government. And by the way, if it's in the church, which is a reflection, the government is a reflection of the church and the 78% that claim their Christianity. See, it's when the church becomes immoral, society is going to become immoral. When the church departs from God, the world's going to depart from God. And I'll tell you why, for the most part, because the professed church in America doesn't really believe what the Word of God says, because if they did, they would act upon it. Believe is a verb. It's an action word. And they don't believe because they don't love, and they don't love because they're not thankful for what Christ did for them on the cross. And by the way, John Adams, in his wisdom, said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader, and converting measures in opposition to each other. What do you see today? Hey, folks, I said that when they were talking of the left and the socialists and the Democrats and the immoral, that I told them, I said, I didn't know that our representatives had the right to break the laws of our constitutional republic, in which God gave. Exodus 18:21. I said, then when you are talking to the left, the socialists, the Democrats, and the immoral, that you begin to call them for who they are. And when you do, they're going to take notice. But until you start calling those that violate the laws criminals, nothing's going to change. Because again, government's purpose is to ensure our rights, in which God gave through the Declaration of Independence, not to strip them away under another party name or another party guise. I want to finish this up when I come back on my final segment. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear. His latest article, Get Radical with the Radicals, is a case in point, an article that makes you think.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and do consider supporting this ministry. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that goes into the church goes to the young people. Folks, how foolish can we be? You want to know who's going out there and running after the younger generations? Everybody America despises. His name is Barack Hussein Obama. You call him what you will, folks, but at least he's got enough common sense to go to the right people. Nothing new under the sun. The man's emulating dictators, friends. Do consider supporting this ministry. Keep us out here. You know, during the break, I was just thinking, where did you ever see, and right now I'm speaking to the Christians, professed Christians, and real Christians, where did Jesus ever compromise the Word of God? He didn't. He fulfilled it, didn't he? Where did the apostles ever compromise the Word of God? They didn't. They died for it, didn't they? So did Christ, right? What about the prophets? Where did they ever compromise? Because they didn't compromise, that's why they were killed. People today, they think because they were killed, they were compromisers. No, you got it backwards. Christ was crucified for uncovering the works of darkness. Read John 7, 7 and John 15. He was delivered into the hands of sinners, those that violated God's moral law, 1 John 3, 4, Exodus 20. And then I started thinking, you know, just this morning I went out and met with one of my friends, who I have a great amount of respect for, probably the most. He's out in California. He's got a worldwide ministry. If I said his name, you'd all know who he is. He's a great guy. I love him with my heart, 1 John 3:18. In other words, I would do anything for him. By this we know that we love the children of God, by the love that we have one for another. But I'm sorry, by this the world will know that you are my disciples. Sorry about that, John 15:13. By this the world will know that you're my disciples, by the love that you have for one another. When I left the ministry, as I said, he has a worldwide ministry. Chase was basically talking about the faithfulness of God. Chase is the producer here. And the faithfulness of the man of God. I said, see, what you see here is not so much our friend's faithfulness to God, but what you see here is the faithfulness of God to a man that's faithful to God. His word will not return unto him void, friends. And then I want to ask you the question. I want to throw this out here. Just ponder what I'm saying to the best of your ability. Sorry. Where has God ever failed a faithful man of God, even life or death? Because we're made through, more than conquerors through him who loved us. And let me ask you, what is it that you love the most? Because I can tell you what you love the most by what you serve. I love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I need more of it. And I ask him for it always. And then I love man with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Because I can't love man until I first love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. But folks, really what you're going to find in Scripture is that God is always faithful to his word. He's always faithful to those that will take him at his word. He'll deal with your enemies. And he'll send you to the harvest fields. And it's something that we continuously do here is reach out to the people. And the message that I keep coming back to is Christ crucified. The price paid. The price paid. You hear me say it all the time. You're not going to stand up and fight for your country until you understand the price that was paid to give you the freedoms that you have now. Same thing in the spiritual. Until you see Christ crucified, until you understand that God gave his only begotten Son on your behalf for you, you and you alone, first and foremost, not you and your friends, you and you alone, you're never going to live for him. See, because what it really comes to this is, if you really knew the price paid for your freedoms, John 3:16, I'm saying and speaking natural and spiritual. See, the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit because they're spiritually discerned. Jesus gave natural analogies all the time. That's why I'm always going back and forth. If you really knew the price paid for your freedoms, John 3:16, you would live to magnify for what our veterans died to give us. Because you know, going again back from the natural to the spiritual, spiritual to the natural, justice is the guardian of liberty, 2 Corinthians 3:17. We're not going to have liberty without justice, 42:1-4. Here's another case in point. To the degree that you understand that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, we love his appearing, as he is, so are we in this world, will be to the degree that you mean what God says. Folks, you are dealing with an administration that is through unlawful, again, unconstitutional, therefore criminal legislation, to murder an innocent baby in the womb, and you think that there is no recourse from heaven to a people that allow such a government to reign. As to say, it's okay, it's a choice to murder a baby. Listen to what I'm telling you. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. God said, thou shalt not kill. Do you love God? If you do, you'll stand against those that kill. If you do, you'll stand against those that murder babies in the womb. Folks, listen to what I said. You are dealing with a people that are murdering innocent babies in the womb. How must you act? How should you respond to such a spirit, to such a people? What does the word say? But we just want to love them to Jesus, right? We don't want to actually stand up and really mean what we say. By the way, praise God, thousands and thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people showed up in D.C. again, friends, protesting an administration that advocates the murder of babies in the womb. Yes, praise God. Yes, we want a lawful resolve. Yes, we do. Well, the only way that you're going to get that is when you enforce the laws of the Constitutional Republic against those that are desecrating the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the Constitutional Republic. See, we're not going to have liberty without justice, Isaiah 42, 1 through 4. And so you know America, again, knows what the law says, Exodus 20. And you're not going to know what the law says because you cannot bring forth judgment to establish righteousness, peace, and resolve until we as a people begin to magnify the law that we should know against all crime, against all criminals, Romans 3, 31. The New Testament says that we actually magnify the law. We don't remove or make void the law. Oh, Bradley, the law, the law, the law, the law. Yep. God loves us so much that he gave us his government and he gave us his law. Praise God. We're the creation. He's the creator. He knows better. There's no debate. And you want to bring your resolve to debate in this world, friends? Then walk in the light. Walk in the truth. Because your enemy does not know how to respond to a people that really believe what they say. You know, John Knox, the great reformer, the Scottish prophet. Listen to me. Mary, Queen of Scots, was more afraid of the prayers of that one man than she was all the armies of Europe. Did you hear what I said? So in other words, John Knox, that reformer, that great Scottish reformer, that prophet that he was, he feared the face of God. Therefore, he wasn't afraid of the face of man. And because of it, men were converted. And they were subject to the law of God because God walked with John Knox. And John Knox is the one that said, a man with God is always in the majority. Yeah? Martin Luther understood that. The reformers understood that. I didn't say they were without flaw, friends. I didn't say that they were. No. I didn't say that. But the truth that God witnessed through these men, he established, didn't he? These were men that didn't compromise the word whatsoever. And because of compromise, we have abortion. Because of compromise, we have crime in government. Because of compromise, we have homosexuals marrying one another. Because of compromise, we have homosexuals coming out of the closets today. And look at the crimes that are being committed against our children because of it. Oh, better not be too hard on that. No, better not be too hard on those issues there, man. We want to be PC, politically correct. Yeah, you're traitors. You're fraternizers. You fraternize with the enemy, and by the fruit of what goes on, you lose and they win. Come on, don't shout me down, folks. God gave his law because he loves, and if I'm born of God, then I am by his spirit, Romans 5:5, going to love what he loves, and I'm going to hate what he hates, and I'm not going to love my brothers and sisters the way that I should until I first love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And folks, see, I have people out there that are stupid enough to believe that I hate them, when in fact I don't hate them at all. Love tells the truth. Hate doesn't do that. It's because I love, I'm so aggressive about what I do, only to preserve what we have been given. Are you thankful for the sacrifice that's been given on your behalf, both in the natural and in the spiritual? Because if you are, you can rest assured that you will not tolerate that which offends God's sacrifice. Love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18. Folks, got to go. I'll talk to you in 23 live out of Anaheim, California. Got to do a tea party tonight. I'll tell you about it tomorrow. See ya!
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.